Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Hi, John.
And we're now going into a special segment this afternoon, or this morning, which is absolutely cool.
Oh,
we have
thanks.
Two people here from Antigone.
Yeah, Antigone.
Oh, Antigone. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. And that's
Kristen
and
Rising.
Nini.
The name Kristen
and Nini.
Nini.
Yeah.
Kristen and Nini. And first of all, these guys are going to be Friday the 21st at my father's place in Roslyn.
Correct.
Which, what time is that? 6 p.m.
That's a
7 p.m. actually.
Oh, it's a 7.
Sorry.
Yeah. 7, no problem, no problem, 7 p.m. And my father's place is, that's the one right under the bridge.
It's right under the Roslyn Hotel.
Right,
but yes.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Under the viaduct in Roslyn.
Yeah, by the viaduct, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Haven't been there in years.
They wouldn't let you in.
Come on, I don't
know. Just Northern
lifted that
Boulevard.
Restraining order,
John,
didn't
you get
they?
Caught at one.
My grandfather's place.
Right, right, right,
just kidding.
My
right,
grandfather's
felt
place?
Felt like that was appropriate.
Yeah.
My pop pop's place.
Go to this. It's 7 o'clock. Friday nights is good, so I'm going to this. That's, it's
oh,
next,
good.
It's next Friday night.
Yeah.
Which
correct.
Is tremendous. But what I want to talk to Nini.
Yes.
You're so
or
good,
Kristen
John.
About, yes. Before we play the first song, it's just how did this all come about?
How did what all come about?
The band.
Oh, okay. Because there's so many things to discuss. Well, the band came about because we wanted to play music, you know. My sister and I actually, Kathy's not here today, but.
Well, I didn't think you wanted to read books, okay? So that's
no.
what we know.
You caught me, John. My sister and I always wanted to be in an all-female band.
Okay.
We loved the Go-Go's back in the day and the Bangles, and so we always wanted to be together as an all-female band. So that was sort of how we formed an all-female band. And we met Nini and our other bandmate, Dina Torriello. We all met in New York City through different bands, and eventually we just evolved into being a four-piece band that travels all over the world. So that's,
really?
Yeah, more or less, that's what.
They have a lot of pedigree. I've read about them.
Oh, thanks, Otto.
Oh.
And I actually surveyed my family, which are kids that are not kids anymore, and they're very familiar with who you are.
Oh, good. And that's our target audience, kids
like,
who are not kids anymore.
Yeah,
it's really
I figured
is our,
it wasn't
that's
me.
Our demographic.
Well, you are actually in our demographic.
Yeah. I am.
Sure.
Everyone
I'll take anyone
is.
That listens.
If you have ears. If you
I
have ears.
Something
Otto.
Like that.
I do.
My business partner at work, he's into like certain music. I don't mean I'm boring. I like the more calmer type thing. Everybody likes music, I think, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's just what you like.
It's a yeah. universal language, I believe.
I agree 100%.
But some of it is not as pleasant.
Like the real heavy type.
Subjectively,
yeah, we don't
no.
need to.
Let's
we don't need
not.
To call out specific bands, but
right,
some
right.
of it can be jarring.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah, you're right. 100%.
Some of it is meant to be aggressive.
Some of it is more aggressive
you,
than
you
us.
You mentioned a couple of women bands.
Yeah, the Go-Go's.
Which is the one, if you know?
Yeah.
The lead singer usually wore a hat.
Belinda Carlisle.
I don't know.
Mm.
And they had a.
Oh,
four
I see what you're saying.
Blondes.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
four
it,
non-blondes.
That's
yes,
Linda Perry.
Linda Perry, sure.
That was the one. I like them.
I thought you meant from the Go-Go's.
No, no, I don't
sorry.
Know the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
I might know. See, I don't know the bands.
Linda Perry.
I know songs and I know a look or something
yeah.
like that.
Linda
Perry
is Four Non Blondes. She always wore like a top hat. She always wears hats. She
right,
wears,
right, right.
She said she feels comfortable in a hat,
okay,
like
cool.
she's protected.
Linda Perry is also went on to win a Grammy Award for as a songwriter for the
oh, really?
Song Christina Aguilera's big hit Beautiful, right?
Yeah,
oh,
and
yeah.
she's
yeah.
won awards with Pink. She's just a great songwriter.
So she's gone
no
on to
idea.
Do huge things,
yeah, yeah.
but you would never know because.
You know, the award stuff, nobody ever knows, to be honest
no,
with you.
No, I know.
Yeah, you hear the song on TV or on the radio or something, you say, well, that's so-and-so who wrote. You know, you don't
that's
even care
right.
wrote it. I'm telling you, I know she's somebody with a hat. That's basically
somebody with a hat wrote that, just so you know.
And she was good. I love that. You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, what we're going to do.
She was great. She had a hat. That
I think,
hat really got me every time.
I feel like I already want to come back to this show. I hope you'll have us back.
I have to find the song. Four Blondes, the one.
Four Non-Blondes.
Yeah, four Non-Blondes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
you ever see the series Sense8?
What?
Sense 8 on Netflix. S-E-N-S-E with the letter 8, with the number 8.
No, I feel like we're going to teach each other a lot of things.
Oh, my God.
This
it's
is
phenomenal.
A show we need
it's
to see.
It's 8 people who were born on the same time, and they're interconnected.
Oh, I like things like that.
In different parts of the world. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But nevertheless.
Are we having a Sense 8 moment? Is that what you're saying?
I think we're going there.
I think so. I think so, too.
This is good. What we're going to do, is that right now 10? Give or take?
Who knows what that means?
We have 7 minutes.
Okay, let's do the first song.
Let's.
Is there any intro into it?
Well, which song is it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Is it That Was the Whiskey? Do you know? Okay, great. That Was the Whiskey is the first single off this particular album. It's called Whiskey and Wine Volume 1.
Okay.
And it's a song that we co-wrote with Grammy-winning songwriter Lori McKenna. And it's the true story of an evening that we spent... I meant to say, how do you say it? It's so good I say it.
Well, we spent a week in Jacksonville one night, and it was...
Jacksonville?
One night.
Jacksonville,
you get it?
Florida?
Well, it was actually...
yes.
It was on the Panhandle. Yeah. It was a music festival there,
okay.
And a lot of our friends were also playing, and we don't get to see each other that often, so we're all scattered. All our friends are scattered, and everybody tours. And this one festival brought many of us together, and we happened to have the last show of the night. On that particular day, it was like a 3-day event, and it was kind of a roadhouse bar, and it also happened to be my birthday, a pretty big birthday.
And you know, when you get together with old friends, sometimes you get carried away, and that's precisely.
Jägermeister, I think, was sponsoring that event,
and there was a lot. And whiskey is Nini's favorite,
so
we wrote this song. It's
I had
about
a penchant for the brown sauce at that time.
As long as the song is as long as it took to write, and it's. Based, it's factual.
Yeah, it took us longer to get over the hangover than it did to write the song.
I just want to throw in one thing. The other day I saw a sign. Good stories start with alcohol. You've never heard a good one start with a salad.
That's a good point. Ironically, we've never written a song about a salad.
Exactly.
Yes, interesting.
We're going to listen to this first song. What's the name of it again?
That was the whiskey.
That Was the Whiskey.
And it was.
Hey!
We're back. On, yeah. We're back. That was the first song you're going to hear today, and you're back on 88.1 FM. This threw me.
We weren't expecting to be back. We were chatting.
Right, exactly, which is good. It's a good chat. And actually, Otto, just go into your little chat again with some of your kids, grandchildren, etc.
Oh, you know.
That you were talking about, which is important.
Well,
it is.
The purpose of this whole thing is this organization that you ladies started, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Girls Rising. And maybe you're the ones who ought to explain what the purpose of it is. But I have one daughter, all the daughters actually, but one in particular just became a doctor in math.
Right.
And
that's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. And, you know, she's a big proponent of this idea.
You know, it would be really cool to get your daughter on one of our panels and maybe where she said, you said she's in Hicksville, right?
She actually lives in New Hyde Park.
Okay.
She teaches in Hicksville.
Yeah, so maybe what we do is drag her into
right.
doing
well,
an outreach with us.
That's what we were talking about in the break, is the weekend that we're coming into, this June 21, 22, with the My Father's Place event and then our music festival the following day. These events are fundraisers for Girls Rising.
Right.
And the reality is that schools like your daughter's, where she's a teacher, that's what we do year-round. That's the actual work that we do. The money that we raise goes to having us present workshops to kids and having people like your daughter bring us into schools.
Can I just tell you this to hold a thought? We have to take a break. We're right back. Listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM.
Another break.
No, that was music. That's what.